In a recent campaign ad, Secretary of State John Merrill stands outside in front of a red trolley car and urges the people of Alabama to get out and vote. Later in the video, he tells them how they should vote.
Go in the ballot booth and pull the red elephant's tail, voting for all the Republicans. We need your help and your support in making sure there's a red tidal wave.
Like many candidates running in Tuesday's midterms, Merrill is campaigning for himself and his party. The thing is, as Secretary of State, Merrill is Alabama's chief elections officer, so he oversees the election he's a part of. That's led to questions about whether that crosses an ethical line.
I mean, I think it's an unavoidable conflict of interest.
That's David Kimball, political science professor at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. The report says racial disparities also play a role, with black women often diagnosed at a later stage than white women. Again, Amanda Classing.
There are structural forms of racism that continue to exist in the health system or that are carryovers from abuses that existed years ago.
Human Rights Watch recommends increasing awareness of the HPV vaccine. Brooke says people out enjoying the water aren't notified in time, if at all.
So basically what we have is some operators notifying ADEM within 24 hours, a lot of them still not even accomplishing that. Not being held accountable for that by ADEM, not being fined.
A spokeswoman for ADEM, the Alabama Department of Environmental Management, declined an interview, but said in an email, the agency addresses noncompliance, though consequences range from a warning phone call to litigation. On a recent Friday night, roughly 30 football players stretch in unison to the heavy beat of a drum. The drum has a purpose. We'll get to that later. The boys on the field are deaf or hard of hearing. They play for the Silent Warriors, a football team of the Alabama School for the Deaf in Talladega. Tonight's home game is against Jacksonville Christian Academy, a 1A mainstream or hearing team.
Here come the Warriors!
Like many of his players, head coach Paul Kulick is deaf. He says tonight's game should be a good one. Here he is speaking through an American Sign Language interpreter.
When we're playing hearing teams, you know, they're looking at us and they're thinking we're disabled. So they're going to be a lot easier to play against, you know.
Just before sunset on a recent Saturday, hundreds of birds fly in a circle, rotating above a chimney in downtown Birmingham. From down below, it looks like a swarm of little gray torpedoes. They're chimney swifts. And tonight, people of all ages have gathered to watch them, like 8-year-old Quentin Riddle of Homewood.
The chimney swifts are going into the chimney, and they're circling around, kind of looks like a tornado. I mean, it's awesome.
What Riddle is describing is known as a swift-nado. When large groups of chimney swifts rotate together like a tornado and then funnel down into a chimney for the night. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.